I took a deep, exaggerated breath, still doing my best to seem as weak as possible.
"Well, I'm rather embarrassed," I began, "but the truth is that I was drinking a good deal of tea this afternoon."
"Sayuri has begun her apprenticeship," Mameha said. "I was introducing her around Gion. Naturally, everyone wanted to invite her in for tea."
"Yes, I can imagine," the doctor said.
"In any case," I went on, "I suddenly felt that I had to, well, you know."
"Drinking excessive amounts of tea can lead to a strong urge to relieve the bladder," the doctor said.
"Oh, thank you. And in fact, well, strong urge is an understatement, because I was afraid that in another moment, everything would begin to look yellow to me, if you know what I mean."
"Just tell the doctor what happened, Sayuri," said Mameha.
"I'm sorry," I said. "I just mean to say that I had to use the toilet very bad, so bad that when I finally reached it, well, I was struggling with my kimono, and I must have lost my balance. When I fell, my leg came against something sharp. I don't even know what it was. I think I must have fainted."
"It's a wonder you didn't void your bladder when you lost consciousness," said the doctor.
All this time, I'd been lying on my stomach, holding my face up off the examination table for fear of smudging my makeup, and talking while the doctor looked at the back of my head. But when Dr. Crabb made this last comment, I looked over my shoulder at Mameha as best I could. Happily, she was thinking faster than I was because she said, "What Sayuri means is that she lost her balance when she tried to stand once again from a squatting position."
"I see," the doctor said. "The cut was made by a very sharp object. Perhaps you fell on broken glass or a strip of metal."
"Yes, it certainly felt very sharp," I said. "As sharp as a knife."
Dr. Crabb said nothing more, but washed the cut as though he wanted to see how much he could make it hurt, and then afterward used more of the smelly liquid to remove the blood that had dried all down my leg. Finally, he told me the cut would need nothing more than cream and a bandage and gave me instructions on caring for it over the next few days. With this, he rolled my robe down and put away his glasses as though he might break them if he handled them too roughly.
"I'm sorry you've ruined such a fine kimono," he said, "but I'm certainly happy at the chance to have met you. Mameha-san knows I'm always interested in new faces."
"Oh no, the pleasure is all mine, doctor," I said.
"Perhaps I'll see you one evening quite soon at the Ichiriki Tea House."
"To tell the truth, doctor," Mameha said, "Sayuri is a bit of a special property, as I'm sure you can imagine. She already has more admirers than she can handle, so I've been keeping her away from the Ichiriki as much as I can. Perhaps we might visit you at the Shirei Tea House instead?"
"Yes, I would prefer that myself," Dr. Crabb said, and then he went through the whole ritual of changing his glasses again so that he could look through a little book he took from his pocket. "I'll be there, let me see, 2 evenings from now. I do hope to see you."
Mameha assured him we would stop by, and then we left.